Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Thanks for hanging out with us. Gene Baker is the president of Gene M. Baker & Associates. It's a professional training and business coaching company here in Des Moines. She recently authored a new book, Letting Go, The Sometimes Messy Art of Relinquishment. I should also add that Gene is a recovering attorney. Welcome to the Business News Hour.
Thank you. I always like that recovering word right ahead of it.
You know, it's all right. We can say that.
That's right.
You found another life.
I did. A much happier one.
Tell us about your business.
Well, my business is a lot of speaking and some coaching and writing. And a lot of times people will talk about, are you a speaker who writes or a writer who speaks? Mm-hmm. And there really is a difference. And for me, I probably am a writer first and foremost. But I love to speak also. And I love to speak about traditional business things, but also more of the kind of philosophical, motivational types of things.
Being a trained attorney, how has that helped you in your writing?
Well, certainly as an attorney, you need to be able to see both sides of a lot of different issues. But it's also a way of paying attention to the words you're using, because mm-hmm. so often, well, in law, you know, it's very precise language. And I think sometimes if we were a little more precise in our day-to-day language, we'd have a lot fewer troubles.
Don't you think, maybe?
I do.
Get it in writing for crying out loud.
That's right.
Absolutely. Gene M. Baker, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest in studio. We're talking about her business. So after you left law and you started this business, what do you like the best about what it is that you do, other than writing the book, the coaching side and the public speaking?
Yes. Well, the thing with law is that obviously you have an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives.
Absolutely.
But Soros. A lot of times, Soros, right. It's a lot of times it's an unhappy ending no matter what. And writing the book, coaching, speaking, it gives me a way to make a difference in people's lives in a very different and much more positive way.
Yeah. When you talk about your speaking business, what kinds of things do you share with people?
Well, if I'm doing kind of traditional business things, I do a lot of things on diversity, partly because I have a little bit different perspective on that maybe than some people. I've done diversity training for the state of Iowa and private companies and so forth. But I also, you know, like I said, I can do some of this concept of letting go. Even though it can be very personal, it's just as applicable in business. I mean, we've all had those bosses where, you know, it's just a horrible experience and you just have to let that go sometimes and not get sucked into it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that is really a lot of fun to talk about. But I can do, you know, other things, process versus goal setting, you know, some of that more traditional
Those types
things.
Of things that, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, let's turn our attention to the book, because I think this is an interesting title. I had a chance to skim through some of the chapters and some of the headlines. But it's an interesting thing to write about, letting go, not only from the business aspect, but in personal life. And why is it, do you think, Gene Baker, that it's so important for people to, once they're at a point, they just need to say adios?
Well, because you really can't move forward until you let things go. And it's so hard. There are things that we just hold on to so tightly for whatever reason. Sometimes, you know, it's a person that we just don't want to let go, but they're not really healthy for us. Sometimes it's an attitude or a belief. And until you get past that, you can't really make any different kinds of choices about how you're going to respond. Sometimes it's a job that, you know, you need to let go of. But gosh, you know the job. It's comfortable. It's all of that kind of thing. And it gets very difficult to let go. But you can't, you know, open up your life to great things coming in until you're ready to let those other things go.
I think there's a lot of people that could relate to that, given the downturn in the economy that we had from 2009 to 2011, and lots of people lost their jobs, and they were hurt mightily by that. Some people simply haven't let go of some of that pain yet.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I see that a lot. And the thing is, it's so easy to see it when you're on the outside, but it's really hard to talk to people about that because they're in the middle of it and they have all the emotions that go along with it. And so sometimes I will say to people, you know, because I've learned this lesson the hard way, is that asking questions is a better way to get them to think about letting go. You know, things like, would you consider this? Or, you know, tell me more about that. And really trying to not tell people what to do or tell them, you got to let this go, no matter how badly you want to say that.
Sure.
But helping them get to that point where they realize, I have got to let this go. It's just hurting me now.
Got it. When you were doing research for this book and when you were visiting with people about this whole process of letting go, what did you find were the top one, two, or three things that individuals had the most difficulty letting go? Was it people? Was it a job? Was it, I suspect it was probably people, but was it an old feeling, family members? What was going on?
Well, it's interesting because I didn't really do a lot of research ahead, but after the book came out, people would say to me, is this about letting go of people? Is it about letting go? And what I found at that point was that the question really reflected where they were in their life. So I had a great opportunity to talk to a lot of my retired teachers. I'm a Johnston High School girl.
Yay.
And they are at that stage in their life where they're downsizing. So they were asking, is this about letting go of things?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, there's some of that in there. A retired psych nurse asked me if it was about letting go of toxic beliefs. I said, yeah, there's some of that in there. And, you know, is it letting go of people? Yep, it's about all of those things.
Got it. What couple of things should someone realize are first steps in letting go of whatever?
Well, I think the biggest lesson for me is that the times when I refuse to let go, it's going to go at some point. And if I don't let it go, it will be taken from me and it will be way more painful than it actually needed to be if I let it go early. And the other thing is, once you do let go of things, that's just part of the equation. You have to decide what's going to replace that. If you're getting rid of a kind of a toxic belief, what are you going to replace that with? Because if you don't replace it, all that junk is going to come right back in.
Let me give you an observation that I've seen over the years, and I don't know if this has anything at all to do with it, but I've noticed oftentimes individuals who have a substance abuse issue, whether it be drugs or alcohol, and then they let that go, they will oftentimes supplant that with something else, be it religion, be it a belief system of some kind, be it exercise, be it something. And it's almost, and I don't do this for a living. I'm in really muddy water here, Gene. But it seems as though once you have an addiction to something and you let that addiction go, you must replace it with another almost addiction.
Well, and anything that is truly addictive can be unhealthy, you know, no matter how good it looks on the outside. And, you know, I volunteer as a CASA coach, a court-appointed special advocate. We help abused and neglected kids. Many of those cases involve substance abuse. And it is a really, really hard thing to get people to kind of get rid of that, let go of that, and not replace it with something equally addictive. Mm-hmm. And so I think, you know, one of the things we help people with is they can have services and they can see a therapist that can help them sort of make that transition a little more successfully.
My bride, when she's listening to this, I'm sure she'll go, well, you should take a lesson from her and see if you can't get rid of some of the stuff that you keep holding on to for decades, you know?
Yeah.
My mother, may she rest in peace, she died 2 years ago on the 20th of March in our home where we all lived. And, you know, I still have a lot of her stuff.
Yeah.
That's tough.
It is tough. Both my parents are deceased. And my mom, when she died, I was an adult. I was a child when my dad died, which has its own thing. But after my mom died and we were kind of going through her things, I had an additional pile. I mean, you have the let, you know, get rid of, keep, whatever. But I had the I'm not sure yet pile. And I held on to those things for a year, and then I went through them again. And at that point, I was ready to let go of those things. So sometimes it's just you just need a little extra time to think about it.
I think it's for every individual, and I'm sure that you found this out as you've visited with people since then, everybody's got their own speed.
Oh, yes. Yes. But unfortunately, some people get stuck. You know, and they just have a really hard time getting out of that. And they end up kind of in what I call victim status. Mm. And they just don't want to. They're starting to get some kind of accolades and things for being, oh, poor you. Oh, we feel so bad for you. And everybody's paying attention to them. And at a certain point, that's not very healthy either.
Got it.
Yeah.
Are you on the speaking circuit about your book?
Are you working
on another one? What's going on?
I am both of those things. I am on the speaking circuit for Letting Go, and I have just a great time doing that. I have another book that is currently with my editor and hopefully will come out kind of about the same timeline, late summer. And I'm not going to do any spoilers, but it's kind of the same style, and mm-hmm. it's sort of the other half of the Letting Go equation.
Got it. I do like the subtitle, the sometimes messy art.
Oftentimes messy, I think would maybe have been more appropriate. But
all individuals are so very different, and we all hold on to some things perhaps well past its time. The book is called Letting Go, the Sometimes Messy Art of
Relinquishment.
Relinquishment. Good stuff. Thanks, Jean, for coming in and talking about this. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
I know you can get it on Amazon.com. It's all over the place. Where are you at? Any place else here?
Locally,
now?
Beaverdale Books,
all right, of course.
Grounds for Celebration, Tandem Brick Gallery, and then I'm in Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, and Iowa City, too.
We should have you back or someone to come back to talk about Child in Need of Assistance or the whole program.
I would love to do that.
That, I think, is fascinating. It's not necessarily business-related, but it does impact all of our society.
Absolutely. I would love to come back and
Let's
talk about that.
All right.
Okay.
We got to scoot. You heard in the first half hour, Dr. Robert McKinney. He is the medical director for Emmanuel Pathways, a really unique way of delivering healthcare service to seniors. And we just finished with Jean M. Baker from Jean M. Baker & Associates. She is an author. We were talking about Letting Go. We got to let go of this frequency because we're coming up on 6 o'clock. Tyler Hackenmiller is behind the controls tonight. The program director is Mark McDowell. The liaison between our ad agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. The music that you're listening to was arranged, produced, and conducted by James Goodlett. Talk to us. We'll get you hooked up. Have a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.